We all know that Rosh Hashanah is considered to be the Yom HaDin. But it's interesting. In nowhere in the Psukim does it refer to Rosh Hashanah as Yom HaDin. Torah calls it Yom Trua, Teda Blo Shofer. There's nothing in the Torah that indicates the special status that Rosh Hashanah would have as a Yom HaDin. Is that just a Messiah? Chazal knew? What's the idea? And also, there seems to be something else unique about Rosh Hashanah that we don't find by any of the Yom Tov. The dominant theme throughout the entire tefillah is Malchus. Meloicha kol olam kulay b'chvedecha. In every Yom Tov, the Chasimah Sabrach and the Kedusha Sayyim is always Mekadesh is Yisrael v'hazmanim. All of a sudden, this bracha has a whole hakdama. Melech HaKol Aretz. Then it says, Mekadesh is Yisrael v'yayim hazikaron. So, there's another theme here of Malchus. Are they connected? Why is that the theme? Is that simply because we say it's Yom HaDin, so we refer to the Malchus? What's the idea? What is the... Every Yom Tov has some chronological significance to the history of Klal Yisrael. We have Pesach, we know Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shavuos is Matan Torah, even Sukkos is a zecher to the Sukkos that Bnei Yisrael had when they left Mitzrayim. Rosh Hashanah is even more basic. Rosh Hashanah refers to what? Everybody know it all at once.
Creation of the world,
right? The birthday of the world. Do we ever find a birthday anywhere in the Torah?
Paroi.
What did Paroi do on his birthday? He made a party. Oh, he did some interesting things at his party, right? We find that is when he started making a cheshbon about the Sar Ha'oifim, and this one he decided to be Tyler, this one not. I mean, what was that? That was part of his party? Is that what you do at a birthday party? You hang people? It's a fun thing to do. What's going on? So if I studies, there's something else here. And Paro, Malchusa Da'ara, Ke Malchusa Da'rakia. There's a dimion here. A melech, by definition, he has to, every year, make a cheshbon of his malchus, in accounting. Who fits into my malchus, who doesn't? What belongs, what doesn't belong? It's a whole year, a plan for the year. So, can the Bria Sa'ila be any different? Bria Sa'ila is the same thing. It's a given that every year, when the year comes around, it's time for the melech to sit down and make an accounting of the year and think about what's going on, what belongs, what happens, what's the cheshbon, and see how deep by Paro that the cheshbon went. Why was the Sarafim hung? Remember what Rashi says? One of the bakers, not he didn't do it, one of the bakers missed a rock in one of the breads. He was a chroi for that. So ad kedei kach, one of his bakers, well, he was supposed to go through every bread, and one of his baker, for that he was hung. Person's a chroi. So we're being told, the idea here, Chazal understood, that every year, when the year is nischadesh, there has to be an accounting for what has to take place this year. The gedarim have to be worked out. And as part of that, it is Hashem is making a cheshbon. Well, who fits into my plan? And how do they fit into my plan? And where do you belong? What's the cheshbon? What cheshbon? What are the rules that Hashem is working with? Well, the whole Bria from the beginning was all set up, like Derech Hashem, classic Derech Hashem, is all the Kavod Shemayim, to bring out the Kavod of Shemayim. It was done L'Toyva Seinu, L'Kavod Shemayim. So the cheshbonos are all L'Fi the Kavod Shemayim. So the question now is when you're thinking about your Bria and who fits into my corporation, if you will, my corporate Bria, it's who are the people who are fitting into my plan and who are not. And if they're not, so they don't seem to fit in, there's two things you can do. In a cruel corporate world, you fire them, you get rid of them. But Hashem doesn't work that way. He works L'Toyva Seinu. So he's working. This is not a din. We spoke about it, I think, last week. This is not a din of nekama, a din of punishment per se. It's a din L'Toyva Seinu L'Kavod Shemayim. So the working out is, how do these people fit in and how do I get them to fit in better into my system and into my plan to bring out that Kavod Shemayim? So the entire year is Cheshbon on Rosh Hashanah as to what is L'Tayvoscha, what's not L'Tayvoscha, what do you need to help you in fulfilling your work if you fit in as somebody who is the Tachlis Abriya. The Tachlis Abriya are Ein L'Kodesh Baruch Hu, L'Dalet Amashel Halacha. The idea is that the central theme, the central Tachlis of the entire Bria is the Oisei B'Torah. Perhaps means people who are Mekayim the Mitzvahs, and per se, people who are Leimid HaTorah. So how do everybody fit into that Cheshbon to help the Oisei HaTorah? That's the concept of what Rosh Hashanah seems to symbolize, in a nutshell. So there are two points here. What does that do with us, first of all? What are we to do in Rosh Hashanah? What's our avodah? We're being nidoyim. What's the avodah of Rosh Hashanah? So Chazal give a little inkling. They say, Imu lefanei malchus, deisha temluchuni aleichem. You say the malchus to not be mamlich mi on you. Now the Amiras Malchus is more than just saying the psukim. It's essentially a Kabbalah's Omelchus Shemayim. It's a statement. You're the Melech. We are Makabal you as a Melech. In fact, the see that is actually Machlekes in the Gemara, whether we a person's chayef to say, we passing you do, that you should, it's a kiyum. There's a whole taichin of Desler, what the Machlekes is, I won't go into it now. But the last of the psukim is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Machlekes Amarayim, if you're a we paskin, you can. The simple pshat in the Machlekes is, doesn't say the actual word melech, but Ein Lecha Malchus Shemayim Godol Mizeh. Rav Dessler has a different malach. We won't go into it now. But the idea is that's the P, that's the cynical, that the C of the whole is to get to that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. But that's all Kadesh Tamlichuni Aleichem, to be the melech. What does it mean when you have a melech? So there's two things. Number one, it's kvoidoy, the reimamus of the melech. The whole nature of the tefillahs in Rosh Hashanah are different. The nigunim are all bring out the power of the reimamus. It's all that reimamus of the melech, the big moment. You know, when the melech appears, the English guys know about this. You know, the melech, you see the malchus, the whole, you know, there are some who say, one of the pshatim in the shofar, it's the trumpet that announces the melech's coming. You know, let's see, you have the trumpets, the chatzetzris, here you have a shofar. But what does it mean for us? What does a melech have? Did you ever meet the queen? I never met the queen. How do you talk to the queen? I'm just curious. What do you say when you talk to the queen? Right? Yeah, everyone says her majesty, right? But you know, dumbstruck. Yeah, dumbstruck. I know, the pictures I always see is they get on their knees, you know. You talk about your servants. Melech, by definition, his subjects are his servants. We are the Oivdei HaMelech. So the corollary of Tamlichuni Aleichem, of the Kabbalah Sulchan Shemayim, is the fact that we are to behave as Avdei HaMelech. It's a funny thing. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. It's the time of the year when you would think that the chips are down. You know, this is it. This is the psak for your whole year. Gevald. Everything. Parnasa, children, health, well, everything. Mi ba'esh, mi ba'mayim. You know, that's getting real serious. You know, who is alive? But in a more practical sense, it's just the gedurim of the whole year. I don't think there's any statement in the tefillah about this. Not one line. We don't talk about it. We don't ask Hashem to paskin on us good. Not in the shachris, not in the musaf. There's nothing there. Why isn't it there? So we mention zikaron, but the idea we mention the fact that Hashem is paskin, but the actual tefillah done for me good, it's not really there. The statement is. Huh? I'll get to that. I'll get to it.
Actions speak louder than words.
I'll get to it. So what's happening here is this. It's certainly not a dominant theme. You'll agree with that. We'll talk about Zecharin Elchaim in a moment, but it's not a dominant theme. What's happening is this. An Eved is someone who serves completely his Melech. He doesn't exist. The anoichiyut, the I, disappears. His existence is for him. That's the essence of whatever it is. So on Rosh Hashanah, we take on Avdus completely. You know what? Our issues, and for us, Toivasi, that disappears. Today, it's all about him. The Reimimus, declaring his godless, declaring his majesty. That's what this is about. The idea even of the Yom Zikaron, it's the Melech who has the power to decide what is going to happen, what is going to be. And in that, he will be actually doing everything L'Toyva Seinu. That's always in the background. Remember, as we spoke about the other day, it's like going to a doctor. When if he finds something, he's going to fix it up. It may not be exactly so pleasant, but that's what the Melech is going to do. L'tayva seinu. So, in a certain sense, it's a gilu b'rada. We can't lose, but it may be very uncomfortable along the way. So, there's two points here. Tshuva before is certainly warranted because if you want to take care of it before the psak. If it's there, I should take care of it. But on Rosh Hashanah itself and the theme of Rosh Hashanah, and maybe even, that's how some of the Paiskim, the Bali Musar, describe the Avodas El, Aseres Yemei Teshuva, is to take on the role of Avdus as an Eved. And think, the Teshuva here has another Nekuda here. Because Teshuva generally says, okay, I'll stop the Averas, Kirvus Elokim. But I'll add something to it. Think of how many times, Tshuva is Eved, think of how many times a person makes decisions and does activities for himself that are in midat ma'astira to his rotzen. When I start making that cheshbon, guys, I get depressed. I'm sure I'm not unique. Think of how many times we do things for ourselves. The avos, the mefarshim say the godless of the avos was that every tnua, every movement, was all for Hashem. It's half of a fella. But just think in your daily day. Anytime, start out in the day, you roll over in the morning, and you should get up. That's number one. That was for me. That wasn't for him. The Goyin. Extrapolating the Goyin a little bit. It says in Rosh Hashanah you give din v'cheshbon. Din v'cheshbon? It should be cheshbon v'din. First, you make the cheshbon of what you did wrong, and then you pass in the din. For sepas, din v'cheshbon. So the guy, and I'll tell you what it means. Din is what you did wrong, the averis. The cheshbon is what you should have been doing instead of the averis. That's another cheshbon. That's besides the time wasted done on that. What could you have done better for the purpose of avodas Hashem? Wow, that's a whole different cheshbon. So the Gaon specifically is referring to Bittul Torah. But we can talk about extrapolation about for ourselves what it means. I think maybe I mentioned a story to some of you. It always moved me very much when I came to. I never saw David Kronglass. When I came to Neri Yisrael, I came the year after. But after he was Nifter. But I heard. I remember once hearing a Maisa from someone that just left to be a powerful Roshan. Said Reb David saw a bunch of guys walking out of it was Howard Johnson's in those days. I don't think Howard Johnson still exists in America. I don't know. Certainly not in England. It was like an ice cream store, and they were so he saw the big cones. See, Reb David made a comment. He said, "They don't realize what they're doing." So I thought about it. What does Reb David mean? So I think what he meant was is the you know when you engage sometimes and you put your kaychus into you know, serving yourself like the schmuck ice cream. He said, it's not only so much, it's a double mutter. But think of how much you become misrago in thinking about yourself versus the Kodesh Baruch Hu. On Rosh Hashanah, the theme of the day is where avodah, obviously. We're to be thinking, our cheshbonah should always be for what is for him. Even for the Bali mutter, that's the way to say it. The Bali mutter, that they stop speaking a lot of it. One doesn't speak the entire day. And that's not only he's being a miyasser himself, he's giving himself a little bit of suffering in order to be mishaper. There's no truth in that. It's that when a person talks, often a moat you were in, you have to deal with what you're saying. The Avodas Zarah, Rosh Hashanah, is all about the Tzorah Hashem, it's good for the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So therefore, they only speak about Torah and things that are Shemaim. So the brachas for people, do that, it's a little bit of Chinese Hebrew. But the idea of thinking about themselves disappears. So what's the Zechreinu L'chaim? I have a question for you. What's it mean, Zechreinu L'chaim? The Ramchal says, Zechreinu L'chaim means we should remember the mad book. What kind of a feeling is that? If you deserve it, you get it. If you don't deserve it, you don't get it. You're aware that there are really two dinim on Rosh Hashanah. Two things are going on. There's a famous sphere. There are two spheres. Amar Rav Kuzpa Dai, Shleish Yisram Mitachim. There are three spheres that get opened up. He says, Tzadikim are Nechtamim La'alta L'chaim. Roshayim are Nechtam, Roshayim and Gemurim are Nechtamim La'alta L'nisa. And the Benonim of Klim Valenzin are Gemurim. Seems to be a spirit of the Braisa. The Braisa says that everyone is Nidon in Rosh Hashanah, and the Din is Necham in Erkukim. Everyone doesn't differentiate from Sadiqim and Rishon. Even the Benonim are Nidonim on Rosh Hashanah, and Necham in Erkukim. So what are these two Din? Tosfos addresses the issue. And Tosfos how we pass them. Tosfos says, no, the Din, the Tziva, or that is Nechtam Miyad, Sadiqim and Rishayim, is talking about Olam Haba. Psak today, having the whole Psak din of who you are is today. So, first of all, number one is why not have the Psak when you get to Shemayim? Why not have the Psak? And we know there's a Psak in Shemayim. There's a whole din when you come up to Shemayim. So what is that? It's only from after Rosh Hashanah until the Tira. There's another Psak din on that. The pshat is like this. Even in this world, there is a need to have a psak din on Olam Haba. Namely, are you a tzaddik or are you a rosh? The entire kivun of a Kaddish Baruch Hu to a person is radically different if he's a tzaddik or a rosh. A tzaddik doesn't get his schar in this world. A tzaddik gets his schar in the next world. A tzaddikus, whatever he gets in this world, to put him on the straight path, to be misakim, to help him, to further him in his avoda. The Russia, the whole life is all about getting paid up in this world. So the whole gamut and the whole idea of what kind of psak din, of how you deal with the psak din, is radically different from a tzaddik to a Russia. But then there's another psak din. The other psak din is the tziva and kol yom yom. Every day, according to the Gedar of the psak, there's a nice of shalom, tzuvan le'en Rosh Hashanah. Everything, that's the tziva and Rosh Hashanah. And that's the chasima and yom. And for that, we have a whole week to do tshuva. Mivatel the Gzar Din of Rosh Hashanah. Zechayim L'chaim is undoubtedly, the way the Ramchal certainly learns, it's on the first psak, the Tziva L'chaim. We should be Nechtan Kisadik. As I said, what does it mean? Because Tzviva, Tzviva is something else. There's two meanings here with Tzviva. Tzviva is not just Shem. Here's my list. Here's my laundry list. You know, this, I need this. I'm deeper into it. Tzviva is all about the recognition of the Melech. Everything comes from the Melech. Everything I have, everything that I'll ever have, is all because the Melech gave it to me. There's nothing to myself. I once heard a say, Kashi would say, from Moshe Rabbeinu, this guy, he's on a Bikol Adam. Somebody wrote, actually asked, how could Moshe Rabbeinu be on a Bikol Adam? Right in a Sefer, he's on a Bikol Adam. Nothing there in the parson. I said a question. But the obvious answer is, and this is all Shem Holden to write it. But the idea is, what is the Amidus? Moshe Rabbeinu recognized that he had it from Hashem. There's nothing with the Anochius. The Anochius was gone. It didn't exist. When we're misfollowing the Queen of the Chayim, it's not about Hashem, you know, okay, I maybe not deserve it, but, you know, help me. It's more than that. It's a statement, Hashem, that I understand what I ought to be and what I want to be. The Queen of the Chayim says that that is what you want, and that's what I want too. My rotzen is to be Nizkor L'Chayim, Laman Chelekim Chayim, meaning according to what you, the Queen of the Chayim, Melech HaFetz B'Chayim, that's what the Melech wants. That's what I want too. The mancha l'kim chayim, the mancha, according to, for you, not for me, for you, I want to be a tzaddik because I want to be the Eved, because I want to be the Eved of the Melech. It's part of the same theme, though. That is basically the Yesod of what Rosh Hashanah is. It's a lot to think about. When you start now making a cheshbon and nefesh, go through your day, guys. It's not true. I remember with David Krumglass, I heard stories that he walked around and he was depressed the entire hour. The guy never gets depressed. What do you see, you know, there's a certain... I'll never forget, the most powerful shmooze I ever heard from the Buddha man was the one he never said. I'll never forget. He went up to say a shmooze, and he sat down, and he flipped the microphone, and he was about to start, and his whole face turned red before the crowd. He waited for most of the service, he settled himself, and he started again, and started crying. And he said, I'm just saying, wait, what's going to happen? He tried a third time, and he knew the crowd. And then after a while, he was sobbing. The rabbi just quietly came, took away the microphone, took away the table, the rabbi. That's shmooze. Go to a melech, but you get ready for what marshal. But I, when you go personality. Where he's the person giving the petition, and Donald Trump's just looking around the room. One guy's looking at the safe. One guy's running the mirror. One guy's looking out the window. Can't do a shine during the week. Guy's playing on his cell phone, he's texting. I think he doesn't have himself in the medic. You're not taking this too seriously, are you? Boring, it's long. Now we're saying Gute, now we're not saying Gute, now I can stay. So, guys, it's not what it's about. You know, it's listening, and he's looking at you while you're listening. These are all part of the community that we have. They say, Shol Bizeich and Mitzvah Shem, see the Gula Shlema. It's definitely time we're done from talking about the fact that this is not being in the world. It's very scary, all over, pocket clutching every day. Let me buy you what happened with the even for the Gaim, what happened. The Gaim is always a sin, a couple of times sinning to Yisrael. It's nerve volume. Every day I hear another story, another this, another that. This happened, that happened. It's unbelievable. It's Zman Din. Reb Dan has been telling everybody that when you're Mispala now, the Nusach HaTzfila always has a Loshen in the Tzibur, right? Refoenu, Baruch Aleinu, Slach Lanu. But the Tev of a person is, you know, you're saying it, but see, but you're really thinking about yourself. So the Mashgiach said, no, now is the time to think about the Tzibur. When you speak about the Tzibur, think about the Tzibur. And in that schus, the Kol Echad is thinking about himself, that's a chesed. Chesed, mida k'neged mida. It helps you too. If you think about someone else, Kadosh Baruch Hu thinks about you also. So it's another help for Din Em Yetz Hashem. With that, we can be Em Yetz Hashem. This should be, the Psak Din should finally be there. We should see the Gula Shlema. And we should all be zeich together to have a ksiv l'sim ha-teiva and a good gemen shdiyar. And I look forward to seeing everybody next week, next year. It's a shem. Okay. Did I answer the question?
Yeah.